What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Friday morning look, our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for Thursday, the 10th of March, it was highlighted that 3 new deaths were reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. With these new deaths in the country, a cumulative total of 8,128 deaths due to the virus have been presented, with a lethality now of 1.1% recorded. There are 310 new positive cases in the last 24 hours. 6,875 tests were applied in the country to detect those infected with the virus, and a positivity of 4.5% was reported. In addition, the report highlighted that active cases total 3,066. Meanwhile, 2,931 people are in home isolation. That's divided into 2,898 in their residences and 33 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we have 135 patients, of which 116 of those are in the wards and 19 patients in the intensive care units. The Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, is trying to prepare all its members for what would be the imminent strike of workers in this industry after the negotiation of the CAPAC Suntrax Collective Agreement for the period 2022-25 entered into the most complex period in the face of requests for salary increases without any agreement being reached. On the 8th of March, the conciliation period of the convention concluded with the intervention of the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, Mitradel, and after the mediation period, the union announced that within 20 days following this date, it would call an indefinite general strike due to the lack of agreements on wages. On Wednesday, Eduardo Rodriguez, General Director of CAPAC, circulated a note to all the members of the organisation to give a series of recommendations before the strike declaration, which implies the stoppage of productive activities in all affected establishments. He recalled that the declaration of a strike produces the suspension of the effects of the contracts of the workers who declare it or who adhere to it. On the other hand, the employer is prohibited from entering into new employment contracts for the resumption of the suspended services, unless, in the opinion of the Mitradel, they are necessary to avoid irreparable damage to the machinery and basic elements, provided that the strikers do not authorise the work of the personnel necessary for these purposes. The economic effects of a strike are always feared, but even more so in the midst of a pandemic. In 2018, when the union called a month-long strike, the industry shut down $270 million worth of productive activities. Now, there is an aggravating circumstance that in the midst of the pandemic, the industry has seen its production drop drastically. According to CAPAC, official figures from the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC, indicate that the participation of the construction sector in GDP in 2019, before the pandemic, was 14.5%. In 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, it was 5.5% and had a slight recovery in the third quarter of 2021 to reach 8.8%. Regarding the negotiations with the workers, the CAPAC reported that the union aspires to an increase of 70 cents per hour for the next 4 years, while the employers maintain an offer of 7 cents per hour for the same period, considering the current state of the economy and the industry. For CAPAC, the salary levels of construction workers, even without the proposed increase, are among the highest in the productive sector. Sal Mendes, Secretary General of Suntrax, has said that they are demanding salary increases in the face of the high cost of food, medicines, fuel, electricity, and others. The supply of industrial sliced bread and other processed wheat products could be at risk due to the strike declared by the Industrial Union of Flour and Allied Workers, the SITHA. This is at the Bimbo Company. The company, of Mexican origin, attends 80% of the sales of sliced bread in Panama, according to the monthly report of the product basket measured by the consulting firm Nielsen. At the end of 2021, the participation of that company in the market was 78.9% in sales value, according to the Nielsen report, and 13.7% in other companies, such as Remith Bread. On Wednesday, the 9th of March, in a statement, CITHA, National Industrial Union of Flour and Allied Workers, announced that more than 90% of all workers in Bimbo companies voted in support of the strike during the count carried out by the authorities of the Ministry of Labour, for which the seven work centres at the company has throughout the country were paralysed. In the main factory, located in Karaskia, the silence of the plant and machinery was notorious in the area. The line of cars to enter the facility was blocked by seals indicating that access was closed due to a strike. The trucks that usually leave the facility day and night with both raw materials, flour, wheat, inputs, and finished products stopped circulating, and therefore distribution to supermarkets, grocery stores, neighbourhood retail stores and other establishment were paralysed. The union alleges that it has not been possible to reach satisfactory agreements with the company, which is why an extreme measure was chosen. Due to the impossibility of reaching an agreement between the union and the company, representatives for the signing of the new collective bargaining agreement, which seeks to establish salary increases and working conditions that will govern during the next 5 years. Rafael Salazar, General Secretary of CITHA, urged the company to submit technically supported salary proposals with verifiable data that make it possible to advance in the agreement to satisfy the needs of the families of the 650 workers of Bimbo companies during the next years. In a statement, the company indicated that in the midst of negotiations with the union, they reiterate the commitment to reach a satisfactory agreement between the parties, aware of the current crisis situation and requires a commitment from all the actors. Bimbo management pointed out that it is essential to follow the negotiation process to prevent the strike from spreading and affecting the 560 employees and more than the 12,000 customers, as well as suppliers throughout the value chain and final consumption. It is our responsibility to offer products of excellent quality and satisfy the national demand for a basic product in the family basket. The company reiterated that they keep communication channels open and are willing to reach agreements with a proposal for improvements to employees. They assure that the proposal presented by the company is very competitive and sustainable to take care of the sources of employment and thus be able to overcome the situation. Bimbo also indicates that the world situation is also impacting the price of the raw material, that is wheat. The 80% increase in the price of wheat impacts the industries that depend on flour, in addition to other relevant inputs such as the price of oil, fuel and the logistics crisis that for a national mass distribution company is key, hitting the cost structures, said Jose Bustamante, Bimbo's marketing manager. The magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral presented before the plenary session of the National Assembly a bill that modifies 13 articles of the recently published Electoral Code. They did so on the afternoon of Wednesday during the legislative session. Heriberto Arruz, president of the Tribunal Electoral, was in charge of supporting the initiative. He said that what is sought is to improve some articles with the aim of reducing expenses in the electoral process. On the 22nd of February, the single text of the Electoral Code was published in the Official Gazette, a project approved in the end of last year that generated a clash between political sectors, deputies and organised civil society. The Tribunal Electoral even rejected the changes made by the Assembly during the discussions. Last December, the magistrates presented before the Supreme Court of Justice two lawsuits of unconstitutionality against the articles referring to parity in public financing of Law 247 of 2021, which reformed the Electoral Code. The Administrative Court of Public Procurement ordered the Ministry of Public Works to award the Cambima Consortium, made up of Constructora Mico SAR and Constructora Mico Panama SAR, the construction and financing project for an interchange at the entrance of La Cabima de Alcalde Díaz. In its ruling published on the Panama Comprol portal on the afternoon of the 9th of March, the court indicated that the Ministry of Public Works resolution, which was dated on the 18th of January of this year, in which it awarded the project to the C&T La Cabima Consortium, is thus revoked. Made up of the company's Constructora Urbana S.A., known as CUSA, and Toronto Holdings S.A., Both consortiums participated in the tender for the best value for the construction of the interchange in November of 2021. The Kabima Consortium offered $21.7 million and the CTC Antila Kabima Consortium submitted its proposal for $22.5 million. The reference price for the project is $20.8 million. But the evaluation commission of the tender disqualified the company MICO. The company challenged, but its appeal was unsuccessful before the General Directorate of Public Procurement. The Ministry of Public Works continued with the process and awarded the project to the C&T La Kabima Consortium on the 18th of January. MICO's legal team appealed to the Administrative Court of Public Procurement and filed on appeal. The magistrates analysed the case and ruled in favour of MICO. This project contemplates the design and construction of a trumpet-type road interchange at the entrance to La Kabima and a return to a horseshoe-type near the entrance to Ciudad Bolivar. As part of the Costa operation, which seeks to locate people required by justice, 45 people are apprehended inside a house in the Punta Prieta sector of Coronado. It was a joint operation by the Drug Prosecutor's Office of the West Panama Province and the agents of the National Aeronaval Service, SENAN. The operation was carried out after the competent authorities received intelligence information about this house. After completing the search of the house, neither drugs nor money were found. However, the investigation is still ongoing, said the authorities. The head of the second region of Sinan, Ruben Vigil, revealed that there were several people with criminal records in the house. The raid began in the early hours of Thursday, yesterday, the 10th of March. The presiding magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia López Arias, presented on Thursday morning a criminal complaint before the Attorney General of the nation in charge, Javier Caraballo, against a judge for children and adolescents who works in the district of San Miguelito. Neither the Supreme Court of Justice nor the Attorney General's office identified the judge in this case. López Arias filed the complaint against the judge because he allegedly committed crimes established in Articles 138A and 178 of the Penal Code, which are related to violence against women. After the complaint in this case was filed, López Arias ordered the Superior Court for Children and Adolescents to take measures to protect the victims. In addition, the Superior Court for Children will make decisions to protect the disciplinary investigation and the victims of this case. For example, Article number 138A provides that whoever incurs psychological violence through the use of threats or intimidation against a woman will be punished with a prison sentence of 5 to 8 years. In addition, if these behaviours cause psychic damage, the prison sentence would be increased from 1/3 to 1/2 of the maximum sentence. Meanwhile, Article number 178 of the Penal Code states that whoever sexually harasses, stalks or discriminates against a person will be punished with a sentence of 2 to 4 years in prison. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.